This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yep, the pandemic. Yep, a recession. Yep, a zillion and one other things that are going to land on President Biden's desk come January 20th. Also, although it's often been forgotten the past couple of months amid everything, an active trade war with the second biggest economy in the world. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports on the Biden-China challenges.
The fundamental economic tensions between the U.S. and China are alive and well.
I've heard some pretty amazing stories.
Nicole Bivens-Collinson is president of International Trade and Government Relations at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. She's a trade lawyer, so she represents a lot of U.S. companies that do business in China. There was this one client, a U.S. manufacturer.
When they tried to invest, they were promised that they would have great access to the Chinese market eventually.
But they were required to work with a Chinese partner. And there was another catch.
They were told, however, that when they initially invested, that 90% of the goods must be exported. So that's what they did. They began manufacturing, exporting 90% of the goods.
Under the impression that eventually they could sell into China.
Meanwhile, their technology, the entire factory, almost to a T, was replicated literally across the street.
The Chinese partner literally copied and pasted the technology and the factory and started selling into the Chinese market themselves.
The Chinese entities then garnered the market in China with those products that had all of the same technology from the U.S. company that had invested.
Bivens-Collinson has lots of stories like this. One company needed to hire a linguist in China to catch industrial spies trying to infiltrate the company. They aren't quite sure if the espionage is private or directed by the government. Another company's trademark and branding was just altogether ripped off. All of these complaints, though, are just symptoms of a larger, more fundamental economic dispute between the U.S. and China that a Biden administration is inheriting.
The underlying problem that we've had all along is the increasing role of the state and the Communist Party in running everything in China.
Jennifer Hillman is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. State-owned enterprises, businesses owned by the Chinese government, account for 30% of China's GDP, by one estimate. The size of these companies and their artificial support distort markets and competition well outside of China's borders. Even private companies like Huawei have benefited from government support. In previous decades, for example, China overproduced steel and flooded international markets, undercutting production in other countries. The fear is that the same thing will happen with, say, semiconductors.
So it is becoming harder and harder for any companies to compete with these huge, wholly state-owned or wholly financed by the Chinese government, heavily subsidized companies that do not have to turn a profit, that will not go bankrupt no matter what happens to them.
President-elect Biden will inherit the Phase One trade deal between the U.S. and China that was signed in January. It did not touch these structural concerns, though the deal did make some improvements. For example, it opened up access for U.S. financial companies to operate in China, albeit this was something China's economy needed anyway. Doug Barry is with the U.S.-China Business Council.
So a number of our businesses, including insurance companies, banks, financial managers of one kind or another, have gone in and have found that the conditions are excellent.
It's gotten easier to export agricultural goods to China, including genetically modified crops, Barry says. But he's quick to point out the other massive issue President-elect Biden will inherit, tariffs on $350 billion worth of Chinese goods, as well as retaliatory tariffs on more than half of what the U.S. sells into China.
Those have been a tax on the U.S. consumer, costing the U.S. consumer billions of dollars, $600 or $700 on average for a U.S. household. And it's just been self-defeating.
All of that, in sum, is what President-elect Biden will be inheriting. A fraught relationship between two economic superpowers. A little bit of progress, a whole lot of tariffs, and the same big problems the U.S. was facing with China 4 years ago. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.